Okay, so today we're really going to dig into this one.
Yeah.
Ilya Repin's Barge Haulers on the Volga.
All fantastic.
I mean, everybody's seen this painting, right?
Right.
Like, if you had to picture Russian realism,
Yep.
like, this is it.
Absolutely.
But what's the story behind it?
Yeah.
Like, who are these guys?
Right.
What are they doing?
It's so much more
Like,
than a snapshot of the Volga River.
yeah, let's go deeper than just the surface here.
Absolutely. And Repin wasn't just painting a scene.
Right.
He was really trying to make a statement about social inequality in 19th century Russia,
Wow.
which we see even today.
Yeah. And that's kind of what's amazing to me is that this painting is from over 100 years ago.
Right.
And it still has something to say to us now.
Yeah.
So
Yeah, absolutely.
before we get ahead of ourselves, set the scene for us. Like, what's going on in Russia in the art world when Ripon drops this painting?
So imagine, like, it's the 1870s. You've got portraits of wealthy people.
Right.
You've got these mythological scenes that are very polished.
Right.
They're very detached from what most Russians are actually experiencing.
Right.
And then Ripin comes onto the scene with barge haulers.
Boom.
Exactly. And
Yeah.
it's this gritty, realistic picture of the Berlaki, these Volga boatmen,
Right.
and they are the backbone of Russia's river trade.
Okay.
And it wasn't pretty, but it was real.
It's true.
And it really shook things up.
So he's like a journalist, but
Exactly.
with a paintbrush.
Yeah.
Like, he's reporting
Seeing to light.
on something that all these other artists are just like, eh, I'm not
Exactly.
going to touch that.
Exactly. And to understand the impact, you really have to understand the Volga River in the 19th century.
Okay.
This was Russia's lifeline.
Okay.
This is a major trade route.
Right.
But hauling these barges upstream,
Oh, yeah. Against the current.
back-breaking labor.
Yeah, grueling, I bet.
Yes. So you're not just seeing individuals, you're
Right.
seeing the human cost of
Yeah.
this massive economic engine.
Yeah, for sure.
And what's so interesting is Repin didn't even set out to make this big statement.
Oh, really?
No, he was a young artist. He was just sketching along the Volga.
Right.
And he encountered this group of barge haulers, and he was just struck by their strength,
Oh, wow.
their dignity in the face of this hardship.
So the story found him.
It did.
Yeah.
It really did. And he was so moved that he scrapped his initial plans for his painting
Oh, wow.
and decided to capture these men
Wow, that's cool.
and their
So
labor.
wait, he wants to paint these guys,
Yes.
but he's having trouble finding people to pose for him.
Right.
Why is that?
Well, there was a superstition amongst the Berlaki.
Okay.
They were afraid
Of what?
that having their likeness captured in a painting would steal their soul.
Whoa.
What?
So he's got this artistic vision,
Yeah.
and it's clashing with this very real superstition.
Yes,
I mean, how
exactly.
does he overcome that?
He's persistent.
Okay.
And eventually he finds his muses.
Okay.
A lot of the figures we see are real people that he met on his travels.
Wow.
And he was drawn to their faces.
Yeah.
The defrocked priest canon, Repin, said that his eyes just held this depth of vision that he
Why?
was captivated by.
That's amazing.
But before we get into these individual stories,
Okay.
let's look at the painting.
Okay.
What jumps out at you when you see these 11 figures?
It's just so powerful. You can feel the
Okay.
heat. You
Yes.
can feel like just the strain in their muscles.
Absolutely.
And the background's so minimal.
Yeah.
It's like you have to just confront them.
And that light,
Yeah.
that silvery
It's
light.
like oppressive almost.
Yes. And it really enhances that sense of heat,
Yeah.
the
And the
effort.
barge is so small. It's
Exactly.
like an afterthought.
Yeah, like it's just another weight that they're carrying,
Yeah.
another burden.
And is that the Russian flag I see hanging upside down?
The
What's the
flag.
deal with that?
That is a detail that has sparked a lot of debate.
Really?
Some people think it's a subtle sign of protest
Well, what?
against the czarist regime.
Okay.
Others think it's an error
Okay.
or even a nautical signal. We
Huh.
don't really know.
So even something as small as the flag
Yeah.
is like this whole other mystery and
Exactly.
open to interpretation.
Exactly.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
I mean, so was this guy trying to make a political statement?
Yeah.
Or was he just trying to just capture what he saw?
I mean, it's probably a bit of both,
Yeah.
don't you think?
Yeah.
I mean, Repin was a product of his time,
Right.
and his art reflects that,
For sure.
right? He grew up in rural Ukraine,
Right.
witnessed poverty,
Bro.
hardship firsthand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he's not painting these like nameless people.
Like, he's painting people he might actually know,
Right.
their stories that he's heard.
Yeah. And he's
And you're
really
like,
there.
look, this is my world.
Yes. And he was not afraid to really challenge those artistic conventions of his time.
Okay.
You know how we were talking about the genre scenes?
Yeah.
Versus the history paintings?
Remind me, what's the difference again?
Okay, so a genre scene usually depicted everyday life.
Right.
Often with this touch of humor or sentimentality.
Right.
A history painting was this grand affair.
Okay.
Usually depicting some big historical event
right.
or a scene from mythology.
Right. So where does Barge Hollers?
That's where he gets really interesting.
Okay.
He takes this genre scene,
right.
these ordinary workers,
okay.
and he elevates it to the scale.
The importance of a history painting.
I see.
So he's saying these people, their labor, their struggle.
Yeah.
It matters.
It's important.
It's a part of our history.
Right.
Even if it's not the history we see
right.
on the walls of those grand halls.
Yeah. It's so cool how he uses the form to yeah. subvert expectations.
Exactly.
So let's go back to those individual stories for a second.
Okay.
We were talking about Canaan, the defrocked priest.
Yeah.
What do we know about him?
Well, we know he was stripped of his position.
Right.
But we don't really know why.
Right.
Maybe he challenged authority.
Okay.
Maybe he had a falling out with the church.
Right.
Could have been something completely personal.
So interesting to think.
I know.
Like, what is this guy's story?
Right. What's he thinking as he's hauling this barge? Does he regret what happened?
Yeah.
Did he find a different kind of faith
right.
in the shared struggle?
Right.
We don't know.
We can only imagine. But that's part of what's cool about it.
Exactly. Yeah. Each figure.
Yeah.
has this story we can only imagine.
Right, beyond the canvas.
Yeah, and remember, finding those models wasn't easy.
That's true.
Imagine trying to convince people.
Already afraid of having their soul stolen.
Exactly.
You know.
To pose for this painting that's not even going to be this flattering portrait.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, hey, want to be in my painting? You look really tired and sweaty.
Yeah, and it might steal your soul.
It might steal your soul, yeah.
But it's going to be art.
But it'll be art.
But Repin was determined to capture the reality
yeah.
of these men. Yeah.
He didn't want to romanticize their labor.
Right.
And this really put him at the heart
okay.
of this new art movement that was sweeping through Russia.
Okay.
The Peredvizhniki.
Oh, the Wanderers.
Yes.
They were like the rebels of the art world.
Exactly.
So like revolutionaries almost,
yeah.
shaking things up, bringing yeah. art to the people.
Yes.
It's almost like a band, you know?
Right.
Deciding to skip the stadium tour and yeah. just go back to the clubs,
you know? Right.
Get back to their roots.
And just like a band that breaks away from the mainstream.
Yeah.
They faced their share of criticism.
I bet they did.
Yeah. The art establishment wasn't thrilled about this new way of realism.
Right. But controversy. You know?
Yes.
It gets people talking.
Exactly. And sometimes that's all you need.
Exactly.
Like, to change minds.
Right.
And it wasn't just like the art critics who were paying attention.
Right.
We were talking about Dostoevsky before.
Yes.
The writer.
Yes, Dostoevsky,
yeah.
this literary giant.
Huge.
Yeah. What did he think of this painting? I mean,
yeah.
he wasn't impressed by sentimentality.
Right.
He was all about the underbelly.
Yeah. The dark side of humanity.
Right.
Yeah.
But he saw something in Barge Hollers.
Yeah.
He really praised Repin for capturing the dignity of these men.
Wow.
Their strength in the face of this adversity.
Yeah. Dostoevsky really knew a thing or two about
I know.
Struggle.
I know.
So he sees a little bit of himself.
Yeah.
In Repin's work. I mean, it's really cool how art can do that.
I know. It's amazing.
Cross-pollinate.
Yeah.
Spark a conversation across these totally different
yeah.
disciplines.
Absolutely.
But it's not just like the serious literary types.
Right.
Barge Hollers has yeah. also popped up in a lot of satire.
Yes.
Political cartoons.
Absolutely. I mean, it's amazing how an image from the 1870s.
I know. It's crazy.
Can still be so powerful today.
I know.
Even in humor.
Yeah.
And political commentary.
Like that Finnish cartoon
yes.
with Khrushchev.
On the bar.
On the barge, right?
Being pulled.
By the Eastern Bloc.
Exactly.
That's so funny.
It's a funny image, but it really speaks to that power dynamic
Joy.
And those struggles.
It's like he made this like visual language.
It's sad.
That we're still using
yeah.
to talk about this stuff.
I know. It's amazing.
But I think for me, what's so powerful about Barge Hollers is what it says about how we see the world.
Yeah.
It reminds us that, like, the best stories
right.
aren't always these big epic tales.
Right.
They're about, like, the everyday struggles of normal people.
The quiet moments.
Yeah. And art can make those visible.
Absolutely.
You know, and help us to connect.
And to empathize.
Yeah.
With experiences that we might not.
Yeah. We might never understand otherwise.
Exactly.
So next time you're at a museum.
Yes.
Or you're looking at an art book.
Yeah.
Ask yourself.
What do you see?
What am I seeing?
Whose story?
Whose story is this?
Whose voice?
Who are we not hearing from?
Exactly.
That's going to do it for us this week.
Yeah.
Barge haulers on the Volga.
Amazing painting.
What a picture.
So much to say.
So much to say.
Even now.
Thanks for listening, everybody.
Yeah, thank you.